What podcast should I listen to next?
Welcome to What Podcast Should I Listen To Next? I'm Mark.
And I'm Steve.
Well, Steve, how has your week been?
Oh, we're doing this every week now.
Well, that's the thing. You apparently have to do that.
Okay. My week's been good. I'm going to try very hard to say not just the usual.
Working hard. Back to normal.
What did I do?
Have you visited a... You've been to a restaurant? That's pretty exciting.
I have been to a restaurant. First restaurant outing in 3 months. Food, terrible. Service, awful. No, it was really good. Very much enjoyed it. An Italian restaurant in Majimba, called Fiorentina's, I think. Very nice, very nice. That was good. And it felt like a sort of weirdly new experience. So enjoyed that. What else have I done?
Yeah, I haven't been yet. I'm looking forward to going soon. And to the pub. We're going to have to get to the pub soon.
We do have to go to a pub.
I think we can go and like book a table, have a group of us. That'd be fun.
Yeah, we should definitely do that. What else? I watched a film this week.
Okay, unusual.
Ella, my daughter, was told that she had suggested that they should watch it, her class. And I thought it was a bit unusual. Eddie the Eagle.
Oh, God. The film. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Have you seen it?
I've seen trailers for it. It looks awful.
Oh, it does look awful, doesn't it? Really awful. And it's actually not that bad.
Quite uplifting.
He's not that uplifted, to be honest. He doesn't get... Hey, that's right, I'm here all night. It's actually quite enjoyable. Do you know Hugh Jackman's in it?
No, we were talking about him recently, were we?
That was Eric Bana.
That was Eric Bana. I get them two mixed up.
I get them mixed up as well because he was in it. And I came in as it was already on. This is tragic. But I came in, it was already started, sat down after work. And it's like, oh, Hugh Jackman's in it as well as Eric Bana. Carrie's like, no, it's just Hugh Jackman. I was like, oh, I thought Eric Bana was in this. Anyway,
oh dear.
It's not bad. It's good fun for the kids, actually.
All right,
they enjoyed it. What about you?
Well, actually, last week I was in the garden. I think I was putting away the barbecue or something. And I decided to, it was a clear night, so I had to look at the stars. And so I've got an app, Skyview, I think it's called. And it's really good. So I was looking up and I was looking at Alpha Centauri. So I had the app out, identifying where it was. So I was looking at it. As I was looking at it...
Is that another Italian restaurant?
Yeah, very good. Another, what looked like a star or satellite went past Alpha Centauri.
Yeah.
And so I looked at my phone on my app and it showed this thing passing by Alpha Centauri and it identified it as space debris. It was a fragment of the 1972 launch that was still in orbit.
Really?
I just thought, that's unbelievable.
That's how much it knows.
Yeah.
So they plot everything that's out there.
All the big stuff, I guess.
Space garbage.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I thought that was A, amazing that we can see that, and B, that this app on your phone has got the ability to kind of pick these things up.
Yeah, as I've said to you before, it's a far cry from the astrology wheel that you used to have.
You had to work hard for it then.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, and I was never completely certain what I was looking at, to be honest.
No. Well, Steve, this week we are reviewing It's Time for a Beer. This is by Xavier Ellis, I think it's pronounced.
Quite right, quite right.
We obviously had no idea who he was, so we had no idea what this podcast was about. But he's actually pretty famous, Steve.
Yes.
He's an ex-AFL player for Hawthorn and West Coast Eagles.
Yeah.
After footy, he stayed on in Perth, home of the Eagles, and he's hosted both breakfast radio shows and TV coverage of AFL.
Yeah,
so he's a pretty famous guy, just not to us.
No, but probably anyone in Victoria, South Australia, and probably Western Australia.
Definitely, yep.
Would be like, what? How have you never heard of Xavier Ellis? So he's called a boundary rider for Channel 7.
Boundary rider, I like a good rider. Term.
She's like touchline commentator.
Boundary rider. Guy that annoys the players and asks them questions.
Yeah, as they're trying to get off the field having just lost.
Yeah.
And he's got breakfast radio show. So... He starts off...
Oh, we're doing, by the way, Steve, we should say that this is a very new podcast. I think there's only three episodes out there, so we're starting with episode one, which is an interview with Luke Shuey, the West Coast captain.
Yeah. You heard of him?
No.
No, neither did I. So, he starts off his podcast with, I got boozed up and... bought myself a podcast machine. I know you're not supposed to do it, but I did.
That goes along well with last week's
It does.
Don't start a podcast.
But I think what I was going to say about that last week's Don't Start a Podcast thing is probably not relevant if you're already famous. I think it's probably
exactly, yeah.
If you're famous and you have famous friends who you can just go around and have a chat with, you can do whatever the hell you like, can't you? Really?
Of course you can. Yeah, and he's got loads of people listening. So
Yeah, he's got a big list of footy players and a big audience already. So that's how to start a podcast.
Definitely. Oh, and obviously it's about beer. Mm-hmm. And did you pick up on what beer they were drinking through the episode?
Single Fin.
Yep. Gage Road Single Fin. And summer ale, do you like it?
It's a little bit light for me.
To be honest, I know I've had it, I can't remember it.
Oh.
What are we drinking now?
Well, that is, I was about to ask you, Mark, have you noticed what you're drinking now? He's taking it out of the stubby cooler, and what is it?
Smithies. Game of our own.
A game of our own. It's an Aussie Rules beer, that's why I bought it.
Oh, it is an Aussie Rules beer.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
There you go.
Well done.
That's relevant drinking. Right, yeah, intro to the podcast, right, where he talks about that. What do you think about the intro music?
I thought it was not in keeping with the rest of the podcast. It was
no. When I heard it, I was like, "Whoa! This is gonna be like whoa! Like oh,
do
action!
Do I describe
no
what the
barred.
Intro is?
Well,
or we could play a little bit.
Well,
of the intro?
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Play theirs, okay?
Yeah. It's what you hearing. It's what you hearing. Listen. It's what you hearing. Listen. It's what you hearing. Listen.
Give it to you. And now play ours.
That's relaxing, isn't it?
It is. I mean, which do you prefer, really? To be honest, there's got me quite excited and kind of, oh, here we go, yes! And, oh no, it's just a chat, okay.
Yeah.
All right. But it is, I think it's good intro music.
It is, actually, it's fine, yeah.
So I was thinking, you know, if we were going to amp ours up, right? If we're going to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
Right. What's our intro music going to be?
Well, Steve, what about if we, with copyright issues and stuff, maybe we just make our own?
Yeah.
You could do a rap. I can beatbox over it.
You writing the rap for me?
No.
No.
That's,
okay.
That's yours.
Just ad-lib it?
Yeah. just freestyle off. You go. Go.
Just do it. No, we're not doing that. Right. Okay. So I looked up some boxing walk-on.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Tracks would be good, you know, if we're going to go down this road.
Yep.
So I came up with Thunderstruck.
Oh, yeah, Akadaka. Yeah, cool. Yeah, yeah.
That'd be good. Right? Yeah. And then, you know, straight from big guitar riff into, hi, I'm Mark and I'm Steve. What do you think?
Yeah, it would work. They might be more litigious than Nina Simone or whoever ours is from.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Well, another one, Bring the Noise. This is not anyone's used this, as far as I know, as a walk-on track. Public Enemy. Bring the Noise off their Takes Nation and Manage to Hold Us Back. Don't forget, I was a black kid in Northern Ireland when growing up.
Yeah, of course.
But the Anthrax version of it.
Okay.
It's like a real rock version of it. We could do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, consider it.
Okay, right. Okay. So, yeah. Carry on. What about the podcast?
Well, as I say, Luke Shuey, current captain of the West Coast Eagles. We hear that he's won the Norm Smith Medal, which basically... For all of you who don't know.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's basically player of the match in the grand final, which is, you know, a big deal. Okay, so these guys both live in Perth, but they're Victorian guys from Melbourne, which is the heart of AFL. And just for our non-Australian listeners, I think we should say, Steve, sport's pretty divided by geography in Australia.
Yeah.
Queensland, where we are, and New South Wales, rugby league is the biggest game.
Yeah.
And in Victoria, South Australia and Western Australia, AFL is completely dominant.
Yeah.
And, you know, Melbourne's definitely the main city for AFL.
I'd say, yeah, AFL's the growth game, though, I would say. In kids and schools, lots and lots of kids are playing it. And
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, AFL's growing.
It is, but it possibly start having some issues like rugby has around concussion.
Yeah, there was a bit, bit of chat about that.
Yeah, it's always... Soccer obviously grows exponentially every year, and so they're all fighting for kids.
But no headers in soccer.
Well, that's going to be a problem too. Yeah.
Anyway,
that's for another podcast.
Yeah. So these two, they're obviously good mates, like we said at the start.
Yeah, lots of banter here.
Yeah, bit of banter, bit of a laugh. They're in Luke Shuey's man cave, which I'd like to see. I did try and Google that. I bet you it's a pretty nice man cave.
So you googled Luke Shuey's man cave?
Yeah. It came up with nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. Came up with lots of pictures of Luke Shuey and lots of pictures of man caves, but
Not together?
Not his one.
No.
No. I'm imagining it's pretty nice.
I bet it is.
It's got to be. It's got to have everything in it. And there's a little story about how Xavier and some other players were in his man cave when Luke wasn't there. He's away somewhere. And they drank a bottle of his 1999 Penfold Grange.
Grange, yeah. Yeah,
I looked that up. Did you get so much?
Oh, for a bottle. Let me guess. For what was it 1990, I thought? Or was it 99?
It was 1990, you're right.
1990 Grange, I'll say.
If it had been 1999, you'd have given me a different price.
It was a bad year.
Okay. 1990 was an exceptional year, apparently. So
1990, I'll say $450.
$999.
Oh, okay. Good guess, Mark.
That's a heck of a bottle of wine.
Yeah. Bet it tasted like a
$30
bottle.
That'd be one of the most expensive
bottle.
Ones I'd have had.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing they start early with, another little story, is that if you look up Luke Shuey on Wikipedia,
yeah,
apparently it says that he was breastfed until he was seven. This is not true, but it's out there on Wikipedia.
It took him a wee while to sort of point out that it's not actually true for a second. I was like, really? And then after a couple of sentences, he goes, oh, it's not true, by the way. His brother-in-law put it on. But he did say, I liked this joke. He said, it was good to just run off and get a halftime top up when I was playing Oz kick. And then they run into a bit of trouble in maternity classes.
Yeah.
They did those together.
And Which sounds odd, doesn't it? I can't imagine going to maternity classes with my mate. Obviously, their wives were there too.
I thought you were going to say with my wife. No. I was like, what?
Well, I wasn't terribly keen, but I did go.
Yeah, no, I went as well. But I got in a bit of trouble at maternity class as well.
That doesn't surprise me, and doesn't surprise anyone who knows you who's listening. But go ahead.
Well, it was quite a new agey kind of maternity sort of class, and there was all this chat about like big problems with medicalization of birth and how it was really bad to have pain control, and I took exception to that. I thought, it's quite bad to make women feel bad about wanting to control pain.
And it's probably good to decrease, death rate in childbirth.
I think most people are for that.
Yeah.
Instead of, I'm not medicalizing this. I'm not going to intervene. Let's just watch this all play out. But anyway, yeah, there's not really for this podcast, I suppose, but I don't like women being made to feel guilty about not wanting to suffer pain.
Yeah, right on, Steve.
I was not popular. And Kerry, while agreeing with me completely, kicked the absolute crap out of my shins while I was segment. So, yeah, that went well. So I can relate to this.
So we hear a little bit about Luke's early playing career. Yeah. And AFL, unlike other Aussie sports, has a draft every year.
Yeah.
So we hear that Luke Shuey was drafted in the first round to the West Coast Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
So it must be quite weird as an 18-year-old from Melbourne with so many of the teams in Melbourne.
Yeah.
You probably would be hoping for a Melbourne team to take you. It would make life easier.
Statistically speaking,
it's going to happen.
It's much more likely, isn't it? Yeah.
But, he's moved to Perth, loved it, and like 12 years later, he's captain, he's still there. So it's been a good move for him.
His life is in Perth now. So the thing that I thought was interesting, when you'd be a lot of young players in this same situation, and for his first year, he was put up by a host family.
Yeah, like living in digs, as they used to call it, didn't they?
Yeah. But, do other sports do this a lot?
Yeah. Football does it a lot.
With 18-year-olds? Because they tend to be younger, don't
usually
they?
Usually be between that sort of 16 to 18, probably.
Yeah. But as an 18-year-old, he lived with his host family and he's still really close with them, he said.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a good idea because, NRL players tend to get themselves in a bit of bother, don't they? Every year
there's something or other.
There's the Bulldogs and some other team gets themselves in trouble. But yeah, no, I think it's a good idea.
But weirdly, that host family never took another kid after him.
No.
So they mustn't have found it that good.
Horrific experience. Yeah. So yeah, then after they chat about that for a bit, they talk a little bit about Xavier's playing career. And he sort of talks himself down a bit.
Yeah.
Says, oh, he's fat and useless and couldn't play very much. But when you look up his playing track record, it's pretty good.
Yeah, he's obviously been a decent player.
He's been in two grand finals. I think did they win one? I think he has won. He's won a grand final. His team have won a grand final early
Who
doors.
Was that West Coast or Hawthorn? Oh, it's Hawthorn. Okay.
Yeah, early doors. So he's obviously been a good player. He's obviously been at the top
obviously
of the game.
Obviously, we should probably know who he is, but yeah.
Yeah. If we didn't know nothing at all about AFL, we probably would.
Yeah.
Have you been to an AFL game?
I've been to one.
Yeah, I've been to one as well.
Essendon Bombers against...
Oh, no.
I think it was Hawthorn. He was probably playing.
Yeah?
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
Could have been.
What was your brother?
Did you?
Yeah.
Really? Hmm. So you like neighbours' nights, trips to the footy. You spent more time with my brother than I
have. It was the same weekend. But
okay,
yeah.
Okay. Right, very good. I saw Collingwood play Geelong, I think.
Nice. Two big clubs there.
Yeah, no, it was big occasion. It was interesting.
Yeah, no, I didn't mind it. Didn't mind it at all. Also, talking about Xavier, we hear that he was known through his career as a nightclub specialist. This was apparently coined by James Brayshaw.
Right.
Who's a Melbourne radio and TV personality.
Triple M, yeah.
Yeah, retired cricketer. He does a lot of cricket commentary as well.
So are you going to explain to me nightclub specialist?
I'll try.
Because I think I knew what he was talking about, but I'm not sure.
I think that a lot of people, when they hear the name nightclub specialist, think he's a bit of a ladies' man.
Yeah.
Or he's a mover and a groover, you know, around
John right? Travolta.
Yeah, that sort of thing. But I think James Brayshaw used it in a way that he was basically good at hanging around with bigger stars. So he would hang around with the right people. He would always be at the right nightclub, but he's kind of hanging around with guys like, I think they mentioned Buddy, so it's Buddy Franklin.
Right.
So he's one of these guys, he's always there.
Yeah.
You know? I think that's what it was.
Right, okay. So yeah, Xavier says, so he's always hanging off looking for a handball receive.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wasn't sure if that was like an analogy for a nightclub. Like he's hanging around with the big guys waiting for one of their rejects to fall in his lap. I don't know.
I don't think it was that, no.
Could have been.
I think it's just that wee bit of reflected glory there. You know, here's the AFL guys and he's always there.
All right, okay. Fair enough. He also called himself the Sheep's Dag.
Sheep's Dag, that's good.
What's the Sheep's Dag?
Don't know.
Do you not know? Well, I can tell you the actual definition.
I guess it is the crap that's hanging off the back of a sheep?
It is a dung-caked lock of wool. It's a shortened form of dag lock.
Yeah. So I think I got that right.
Yeah, you did.
Is this part of the quiz?
No, quiz hasn't started yet. Sheep's Dag. I like that. That's a very Australian term.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good.
So back to Luke Shuey. We hear he's the Eagles captain. But it was not interesting that this was voted on by the players. So in AFL, they have to vote on it. And because of this, they were saying there could be quite a lot of campaigning.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, pretty strange. And I'm not sure it should be a popularity contest.
No.
Because you'd have, like, Maradona would always be captain. But he's probably not the most stable character to be captain. You know, you probably want a kind of level-headed type guy.
Yeah, like Roy Keane captain.
Yeah.
Manu. Perfect. Like level-headed fellow like Roy Keane.
But he'd better keep everyone in line. You would do what he said, wouldn't you?
You've been something of a strict disciplinarian, would you say?
You either need to be nice and friendly or very scary.
Very, very good. Yeah. So, yeah, David Beckham, captain for England.
Yeah, led by example, I guess.
I'd imagine he'd have been a popular guy, though.
Yeah, he would have been. Yeah, I think he was a nice
bloke around the
So, anyway, just thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
But another interesting thing, I guess we're learning about AFL here, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about there's a 42-man squad at the West Coast Eagles. 42.
It's big, isn't it?
It is. Only 22 play.
Yeah.
So that's 18 who play on the pitch at one time, plus rolling subs.
Yeah.
And they sub a lot. You know, they're constantly sprinting.
Yeah. But it's really hard going from start to finish. And everybody is running constantly.
Yeah.
I mean, people always do say that they're amongst the fittest team sports players.
Yeah.
They cover way more ground.
Well, you see that. I mean... You know, we know maybe not much, but a little bit about Gaelic football in Ireland. And obviously that's got links to AFL.
Yeah.
You know, when those guys who basically are amateurs, but they train like professionals these days, when they come out to an AFL club, it does take them a while to get up to speed.
Yeah. And they generally get beaten in the combined rules.
It's nearly died a death. It used to be taken seriously. And now I don't think either side can be terribly bothered with it.
Yeah.
Because you don't get the big stars playing anymore.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that's failed. I used to enjoy watching it.
Yeah, I liked it as an idea.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously for either side, there's no chance of playing internationally otherwise, is there?
No.
Because nobody else plays either of their games.
So it was interesting. It was really good concept. But how professional AFL is, they don't want their players getting injured. And it's, as I said, even these days in GAA, you know, they take everything very seriously.
Oh yeah, it's big. You mentioned the quiz, Mark. And, well...
Are we ready?
Yeah, we're going to go for it. So, obviously, this week's quiz, given the subject matter of the podcast, is going to be on something you know a lot about, as you mentioned already.
Astronomy?
No, the subject matter of the podcast, Mark.
Beer?
It is beer, yes.
Oh, I thought it was going to be AFL. I've been reading AFL books all week.
I thought you might suspect that, so that's why I'm going for beer. I thought if it was an AFL quiz, it'd just be me asking you a series of questions that I'd looked up that you don't know the answers to.
Which that's what it is every week.
Yeah, no, but at least it's about beer. So anyway, right, you ready? Start the music. okay, easy one to start with.
I like that.
What are the four main ingredients in beer?
Water?
Yes.
Yeast?
Yes.
Hops?
Yes.
Grain?
Malt.
Malt.
Yeah,
okay.
Give you that. Pretty good. Good start. See? Told you. Okay, which beer company invented a yeast strain currently used in many brewing products? Very widely used yeast strain. Which brewing company? It's a big one. I'll give you that clue.
Okay. Budweiser?
Ooh, good effort. Carlsberg.
Okay.
I actually knew that one because I went around the Carlsberg factory in Copenhagen.
Well, there you go.
And they make a big thing of it. It's good.
Cool.
Which country in 2018 drank the most beer per capita? Germany?
Okay,
UK? Or Czech Republic?
Czech Republic.
Oh, well done. Are you confident?
I was going to go, if you didn't give me any, I was going to go like Poland or Czech Republic, something right. like that.
You've been to the Czech Republic, haven't you?
Yeah.
Where they just constantly guzzling beer.
It was really cheap, I remember.
You were as well.
Yeah, it was really cheap, yeah.
Right, okay, we're going to play a fast round, quick draw. Right, you ready?
No.
Okay, here we go. Oh, you love these, like, we should start a timer or something to amp up the stress.
Don't
Can
like
you get
that.
A clock ticking soundtrack, something like that. Okay, where is this beer from is what we're going to play.
Okay.
Where is this beer from? Grolsch.
Grolsch.
Have to hurry you.
Holland?
Yeah, Netherlands, yeah. Tsingtao?
South Korea?
China.
Oh.
Yeah, brewed by German settlers in 1903.
Oh, very good.
Maybe. Stiegel?
Germany?
No. Austria.
Oh, close.
San Miguel.
San Miguel. Is it Spain? Or is it Mexico?
It was first brewed in Manila in the Philippines.
Was it?
Yeah, everyone thinks it's a Spanish beer, but it was first,
But you didn't know.
I didn't know that, actually. I was surprised.
Okay.
Yeah. Colonial?
USA?
No. I thought you'd get this one, Mark. Colonial is from Margaret River.
Western Australian beer,
yeah,
well
Western
done.
Australia, and it is currently on the, it's controversial at the minute. It's actually been in the news this week, that's why I put it on.
Oh, okay.
Because apparently it's potentially going to be a victim of cancel culture because of the name Colonial.
Yeah, well, fair enough, they can change it.
Well, what they've said is that it's not glorifying colonial times. Actually, what they meant was, because they were introducing a craft beer into Margaret River, a famous wine-producing region, beer was colonizing a wine region.
Okay, that'll do.
It's a stretch.
Yeah, it's a stretch.
But that's what they're going for. Last one. This is one you'll know well. Gut rot beer, sometimes confused with Tooey's.
What's Tooey's?
It's sometimes difficult to distinguish from a Tooey's extra dry, I think it was.
New South Wales?
No, but this is gut rot. This is the actual beer. Gut rot, sometimes confused with Tooey's.
Okay, gut rot.
Gut rot. Gives you terrible, terrible gut rot the next day. You've definitely had this beer.
Have I?
Yeah, in a blind tasting, confused with Tooey's.
Oh, that was extra dry. Yes, yeah. that was your beer.
That's right. That's right.
That was your homebrew.
Yeah, it's from Alexandra Headland.
Yeah.
It tasted all right.
It was pretty rubbish, wasn't it?
It was pretty bad, and it was very painful as well. So that was the end of the home brewing.
Very good, Steve.
Okay,
I enjoyed that one.
No, this is the last thing.
Oh, there's more.
No, this just because I like this question. Which one of these is a real USA beer? Brew Barrymore, Ale Caesar, Usain Malt, Optimus Prime. All good names. I like them all.
Did you come up with the others, though?
Obviously.
I'm going to go Optimus Prime.
It is Optimus Prime.
Like that.
Yes, that is the best one. But not bad. Oh, you think you did pretty well there. No, I think you did better than you would have done in an AFL quiz.
No chance. Yeah. I told you, I've been studying.
Swatting up, right.
Shuey steals, kicks towards goal.
Luke Shuey has kicked a beauty and a fantastic clear.
So, mate, as we know, Luke Shuey won the grand final. Obviously, that's at the MCG. But he talks about being gutted, how his wife couldn't be there. She had just given birth 2 weeks earlier, and so obviously had to stay back in Perth. And me, I remember when my kids, you know, when they were born, when they were 2 weeks old, I definitely would not have found it easy to go out with the boys when they were 2 weeks old.
Mm.
So he's got the perfect opportunity.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
away with the lads. He's just won the grand final.
And
I wouldn't be too good at it, mate.
Out in the lash. Yeah. And also had his wife and young child been there, he probably wouldn't have got the Norm Smith medal because he'd have been up half the night.
Oh, I know. Nightmare.
Yeah.
So
it worked out well for him.
Maybe he's just saying the right thing. His wife might be listening.
I think, well, definitely saying the right thing, because Xavier then asks him at some point, so, yeah, you've been married 7 months now. How's it all going? Is it going well? Being recorded on a podcast. So it's like, no, it's terrible, mate. I mean,
it's a lot of ups and downs.
To be honest, it's been much harder than I was imagined. Obviously, not being an idiot, he says, it's going great. Yeah. That's a good question.
That's funny.
Are there any other bits that stood out for you? Or you liked? I mean, I liked a lot of it, but any other bits stood out?
There was a bit about a story about a car when they were in Subiaco. Did you want to tell that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I remember that. Well, one thing of importance with this is he's talking about how Luke was, you know, real good to him when he moved to West Coast and kind of looked out for him. And then he talks about the car he got because they were sponsored by Toyota, I think. And they were thinking he's going to get a really cool car. What was the car? The really cool car they thought,
it was some sort of souped up Commodore? No, was it? It was a Toyota. So what were they thinking?
They were thinking he was going to be really cool. What was it? A Hilux?
Did he say Hilux?
Yeah, like a real man's car.
Steve's got a Hilux.
What is it? Yes, it's a Hilux. That's right. Yeah. But then he got something that looked weird and had a beacon on the roof and stuff. Yeah, he wasn't that happy with it.
Yeah, it was odd. Eh?
I'd like to know what that looked like. But yeah, so he tells a story about Luke sometimes maybe losing the rag a little bit, where he turns off a main road onto a side street and there's a pedestrian already crossing who obviously has right of way. But Luke says, well, he thought I was going to stop, but I wasn't. So he kept going and maybe just clipped him or just gave him a warning. They rolled down his window and shouted, oh, he was carrying a camera, and shouted, nice camera, dickhead. Because he couldn't think of anything else to say. That's good. but then Xavier follows up with a...
Yeah, Xavier thought, oh, this must be the way people roll in Perth.
Brilliant. I like that. So a couple of days later, they're out driving around again. I don't know what he sees, some guy with a ponytail and winds down his window and shouts, nice hair, dickhead. And Luke's driving, and he said, Luke almost clambering below the steering wheel and driving out of there as fast as he could, says, that's John Keyes on, you idiot. What are you doing? And who's John Keyes on?
Well, I didn't know, but I looked it up, and he's basically an infamous Perth gangster.
Yeah, underworld kingpin.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Alleged underworld kingpin, John Keyes on. So you don't want to be shouting abuse out about the window in a car with a beacon on top. And I think he said they went back to Toyota and said, is there any chance we can change the car? That was good. I like that. It was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
But what did you think? What did you think of it?
Well, mate, in summary, most sports fans in Australia will know these guys, which obviously would enhance their enjoyment of the podcast. But like, even not knowing them, I found it really easy to listen to. Seemed like really nice guys, lots of fun. I'd give it 7 out of 10 and I will listen again, even though I'm not an AFL fan. I find it pretty enjoyable.
I'd listen again, yeah, I would. It's interesting. And Xavier's obviously been on the radio. He knows how to run
he can a tell
podcast.
A story.
Maybe we could get in contact, email him and ask him for some tips. That would be useful. No, 8 out of 10 for me.
8 out of 10, very good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Very good. No, excellent. Well, that was a pretty positive review for us, Dave. Excellent.
It was right up there. Yeah.
So I guess we should probably move on.
Find out what we've got next.
Choose one for next week.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, we'll roll again. You're going to roll the D20 for the 10s. I will roll the D10 for the 1s. We're on the same chart again. It's the Australian Top 200 Apple Podcast chart.
We're on a roll. Yep. Okay. Literally on a roll. Here we go. Oh, 3.
Oh, 30-something. It's a high one.
It's another high one.
All right.
We're going well.
Here we go. That was a good roll for me. 1? Is that a 1 or a 7?
I think it's a
1.
It's a 1. 31.
A 31. Oh, all right. Even better. Steve, all right. You fail for a minute. I'll look this up.
Okay. I'll just tell some funny AFL stories. No, actually, do you want some AFL results? All of our listeners will be really interested in that, presumably. I don't have any, but just wondering if you'd want any.
You can look them up online.
West Coast Eagles are playing the Brisbane Lions this weekend. That's something we forgot to talk about, how they're working, the hubs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, too late.
Yeah, never mind. Tell us what we've got. Come on, we're moving on to the next thing. Never stay still. Go.
It's the Australian chart, but we've got an American podcast.
Okay.
It's Fake Doctors, Real Friends with Zach and Donald. And that is Zach Braff.
Oh. Oh, that's interesting.
And Donald someone.
But Sutherland?
No, I'm just looking.
Duck?
Someone famous. I'm just looking at a little picture, but it's definitely Zach Braff. So that could be good. That could be good.
Yeah. Oh, right. Oh, I'm looking forward to that now, actually.
Yeah, cool.
Right. Okay.
All right.
As usual. Oh, here, what I should say is we've been sent in a few requests for podcast reviews from, you know, podcasters who are looking for, you know, a little bit of exposure. So we're compiling a list at the minute of those, and then we're going to select a few off the list, and what we'll probably do is put it on Twitter and on the website and see what ones people fancy us doing a review of.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Yeah.
I know I didn't run that by you.
we've definitely very well defined roles here, Steve.
Yes, yeah.
I just do all the work and you just mess around on social media speaking to idiots that do podcasts.
Yeah, I just muck about basically when I'm bored in the evening, which is often. So yeah, way to get in touch with us. Keep an eye out for that on Twitter at podcastshould and on our website www.whatpodcastshouldilistentonext.com.
All right, cheers, Steve.
Cheers, Mark.